Hi, moguls. Welcome back to part two of our genie, manifesting three wishes from our genie. And so take a second to download the podcast and subscribe or follow so that that will help the channel for our moguls. And let's get started for your genie in a bottle, your three wishes that you're going to be asking your genie, yourselves to manifest for you, to give you. You're going to get three wishes granted. So really, like, this is your day. You get your three wishes of what you desire, what you want granted. And so we were talking about things to stretch your imagination. So when you ask for those three wishes, so if you ask, I'd like a beautiful meal, I'd like a vacation, and then I like $1 million. Okay, but what if you wanted to buy a painting and the painting costs $11 million. So you need more than $1 million. So if you wanted to buy your house, you go to buy your house, but you only ask for $1 million. And houses, did you look around any houses? How much are houses? Like, the average house in LA near me is $4.5 million plus taxes, plus bills, and plus your gardener and blah, 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 and maintenance and things that you got to be aware of. So let's continue. We're just talking about our little cute Louis Vuitton teddy bear with his trench coat and his little Louis Vuitton case and his little turtleneck sweater so he can change his outfit and his little leather pants. Yeah. Okay. So I really love beautiful things, like I'm sure you do. And we talked about the villa, castles and villas. So if you're just asking for $1 million, so I want you to know how much money to ask four, because three wishes, once you ask for it, that's it, right? Because today we're just getting three wishes. Later, the genie will give you more wishes, but I want to concentrate on the three. So one of the prime goals that we're going to ask for today is our home. Our homes. Why do you have to ask for one home? Maybe you want to live in Italy or France or Spain or Greek islands or Amsterdam or Australia, right? So, Lake Como, Sicily, the south of Italy. Oh my gosh. So to own the Villa Leopolda, that's just a mere $506 million. It's just got levels and levels of house and right wing, left wing, upper wing, lower wing, pools, gardens. Oh my gosh. It's along the gorgeous French Riviera. It's the second most expensive home in the world, built by King Leopold II of Belgium. Well, his mistress. Can you imagine a mistress's home? I wonder what his home looks like. And so it's just really, really beautiful. I love a Riviera. I love seeing the waters. I love the hills. I love beautiful hanging trees and gardens. So if you're going to ask for a home or homes, and make sure you ask for the right amount of money. And let's put continuum. And we ask for like $500 million or $1 billion. And the money comes in on a continual and permanent basis. It circulates on a continual and permanent basis. So if you have your home, you have plenty of money for you. And then you have extra money so you can help others or do philanthropy or entrepreneurships and do sanctuaries and do humanitarian causes and heal the world and do good things for people. So yes. So, and then, you know, you're like, well, Marilyn, I want to be a multi-billionaire. And so I want a different time home. Maybe I want a high rise or a penthouse in New York. Well, how about the Antilla? This house in Antilla is bought by the second richest man in Asia. We all know about Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos. Well, what about the second richest man in Asia, Mukesh Ambani? His family, he's living in Mumbai's billionaire row. Do you want to live in a billionaire row? This house costs $2 billion. It has six floors, a 50-seat theater. Can you invite us? Swimming pool, three helicopter pads, because we all have our private jet. Well, what about a helicopter pad? And there's a snow room that makes real snowflakes. And there's high-speed elevators. There's the home includes a temple in your home, spa, ballroom, health center, 168 car garage, because I know you guys are going to be car collectors. And we talked about some of the beautiful cars, the Ferraris, the Bentleys, the gold covered Bentleys. So yeah. And then we got our yacht, the Falcon yacht. And then there's also the Supreme yacht, $4.8 billion. And I told you about the Kauai Noor Diamond by the, it's the Parade enjoy the British royal family. That is just 105 carat diamonds. So remained in, originally by the Ranjit Singh's family until the British Empire got it. So it sits on the crown of the Queen Mother, India, and UK lay claim being the true owners of the diamonds, and that is priceless. So that's a priceless. There's something that's actually saying it's priceless, a diamond that's priceless. So it goes beyond $1 billion and $1 trillion. So I'm going to do some fun things and then we'll get to our genie, our genes, manifesting our wishes. So let's do some fun things and then we're going to get going into our genie meditation to manifest our three wishes. So what about rice? Do you know you could sell rice? Maybe you want to sell rice to get your fortune. So this rice is the best rice in the world and it's $109 per kilogram. And that's by Toyo Rice Corporation. And then there's people like, you know, what if you're a sports guy, a skateboarder? Like look at Tony Hawk, a skateboarder. He had won the world's most expensive skateboard games, $151 for ride. Maybe you have a video game. And then we drink coffee every day or tea or something delicious. So what about having the world's most expensive coffee maker? $273 for just 5 coffee pods. Yep, Medeno coffee. And what about the world's most expensive anti-aging serum? $1,800 per ounce. JK7 rejuvenating serum made with rare natural ingredients. It's considered Korean's best skincare brands and you can find it in Canada. And then what if you would like a dinner prepared by a chef? How about this dinner? Nigiri sushi prepared by Chef Angelito Arneta Jr. of the Philippines and only costs $2,000. Yeah. So what are some fun stuff that we can do? Some really fun things. Let me just see what else. Oh, we all love our cocktail. What about the world's most expensive cocktail? $12,500. This is the Winston by Joel Heffron at Club 23 in Australia. So you guys are like, I'm going to go on a vacation in Australia and get me that $12,500 cocktail. It's made with Cuvée 1858 Cuvée Lyonnais Cognac. All right. And what about the most expensive shot of cognac while you're on your vacation? $14,000 for Rome de Bellegarde. So isn't this fun? And your kids deserve amazing things. And they like Lego games, right? How about giving your child a 14 karat gold Lego brick set? Yeah, $14,450. How about putting that under the Christmas tree? Or what about a cat? We all like pets. Dogs and cats. What about giving yourself a California Spangled cat? $24,000. And then we all like cake. We like cake, even though we're not supposed to eat gluten or gluten upsets us. What about getting a piece of cake, a wedding cake, from the Duke and Duchess of Windsor's 1937 wedding? Someone took a piece of cake, didn't eat it, and sold it at the auction Sotheby's. To Benjamin and Amin Yen of San Francisco for $29,000 and some change. Do you think he ate it? Okay, so this is what I want us to have. Things like this, right? Gold toilets. Not gold lined, but gold toilets. Eating off of gold forks and gold plates, right? What about having the world's most expensive mug? $33,000 by Nestle Thai Ltd. 23 karat gold mug. Produced by Yo Long Kim, Key Gold Store in Bangkok, Thailand. Yeah, 23 karat gold mug. What about some diamonds on it? I want some diamonds on it. And then, of course, I know you guys and girls and people love caviar. One of the most expensive foods, right? How about getting Alma's Interim Beluga? Because they all say beluga caviar is the best, right? It's only $34,500 per kilogram. Let's have a party. Yeah. Okay. Now, some of you are collectors of things like stamps and paintings and arts, because once you're a multi-billionaire, you're going to like buy artwork. We've been talking about that. Stamps. And what about someone's tooth This tooth was sold at auction for $36,000. It was reported to be John Lennon's tooth. Okay, it was reported. And what about if you love animals? Why don't you buy a painting from the elephants, a group of elephants, titled Cold Wind Swirling Miss Charming Lana I, $39,000. Yeah, the elephant's painting. I love it. And cufflinks. How about cufflinks? We have to have nice cufflinks. These cufflinks, V2, designed by Arkiff UK, they were privately sold to Michael Jackson and MMJ Productions, $39,007 and some chains in Romania. Oh, they're crafted from diamonds and sapphires and 18 karat gold and platinum. And let's see, what about getting the world's most expensive baby stroller? Because you want the best things for your baby. Silver Cross Balmoral is only $40 million in pounds, I believe. Yes, pounds. It's the Rolls Royce of strollers. Because after all, you're driving a Rolls Royce and a Bentley. And you have your large car. Or like when you picture your house, how big is your garage? Do you want it to be a one-car garage, two-car garage, three-car garage? Do you want to have a 30-car garage, 168-car garage? What size is your garage? Are you specific enough? Do you know what you're putting in your house? What kind of bed? A Hastings bed. And I told you the other bed was a $12 million bed. And what kind of water are you going to put in there? What kind of water system are you going to put in there to have clean water? What about the most expensive bottle of water? This water is covered in 24-karat gold and has beautiful artwork by Armando Clement Maliani. Modigliani and Planet Foundation sold this water bottle for $60,000. Yeah, so, and then of course, you know, what other fun things? We all like wine. What about white wine to line in our cellar? Do you want a wine cellar in your house? Do you want a theater in your house? Do you want to have a library in your house? Do you want to have a sauna, spa? A temple. You heard that one guy, $1 billion, has a temple and a theater and a helicopter pad. Do you want a helicopter pad? Do you want to be on a hill? Do you want to be on the river? Do you want an ocean? Do you want to be on a farmland? Do you want to be in USA? Do you want to be in Italy, Australia, France, Netherlands, Iceland, Mexico, Spain, Asia? Where are you in the world? Do you want your house? How many bedrooms? Does it have like a chimney? So Chateau Yarin, 1811. Wine will only be $117,000 per bottle. Yeah, maybe you want a lot of wine. I told you about the teddy bear. We love him. Only $182,000 in chains. Yeah. And what about perfume? We like perfume, even though it has lead and toxic metals, but you know, we all love our perfume. What about Clive Christian No. 1 Imperial Majesty for my moguls here? Limited edition 10 bottle collection. So this is only $205,000 to put in your bathroom. Is your bathroom like huge and marble? Is it marble from ceiling to floor? What kind of bathroom do you have? Do you have like a separate tub? Then you have a glass shower. Then you have a sauna and a steam room. How about putting a sauna and a steam room and those red light therapy rooms and a separate room for the toilet? And then do you have like his and hers, big walk-in closets, like, you know, when you go to Harry Potter, when you went to the bank, you had drove that little roller coaster down. It was so big. So what about tequila? We all like tequila for your cellar. The world's most expensive tequila bottle. It's platinum and white gold tequila bottle designed by Fernando Atormando and sold by Tequila Le $225,000. Do you know those cognac bottles are made with crystal and Swarovski crystals? I was given a party in Los Angeles. And it was on a yacht by a friend. I knew this guy. He says, hey, you have my birthday on my yacht. He had the cognac bottle because I wasn't a drinker. I didn't know about drinks. I didn't know. Knowledge is key. And my friend, sneaky friend from Princeton University, so he's very smart, knew that empty bottle of cognac was worth like thousands of dollars at the time, like 15 years ago plus. And now he's running a studio. You can see why he runs a studio, how smart he is. And he tricked me. So you owe me that money. Pita S, running studios for big Marvel movies. So please think of me. So what about a typewriter? Getting the Liberty 32 Olivetti in light blue. $254,000. Because people like to collect things and put things maybe in your business office, your office room. You have this nice typewriter on there. And then we've all seen the Barbie movie. So how about getting a Barbie doll? A lot of you collect Barbie dolls. A lot of you are collectors, and these things can be worth a lot. Okay, this Barbie doll, she's in this beautiful ruffled cocktail dress with her diamond necklace on. And yes, oh yes, it is. She stands 11.5 inches and she is accessorized with a 1-carat pink diamond necklace surrounded by 3 carats of white diamonds. Woo-hoo-hoo! That's a lot of bling. Sold for $302,000 and some change. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so you can buy an expensive glove. The bejeweled glove belonging to Michael Jackson was sold for over $420,000. What about playing games? You all like to play games. What about having a diamond chess set made with 320 carats of black and white diamonds? And yeah, how about that? Charles Hollander chess set, $500,000. So when you invite your friends over to your house, to the living room, you have this beautiful diamond chess set. You probably have a bodyguard in and out. Did you take anything out of the house? What about the diamond chess set? Did you take the Hope diamond? Did you take the Barbie? No. Did you take our stamp? Did you take any artwork? You probably have to have bodyguards coming in and out. What about, like, we all like our Pendleton, all doing our exercise from home. What about the Trek Butterfly Madone bark. Madone. I think my mom and everyone in Italy is Madone. So Madone reminds me of Madone, an Italian thing. So that's $500,000. And, James Bond kind of stuff. I always think of James Bond. How about a set of lighters? $600,000. Louis the 13 Fleur de Parfum Lata. Yeah, maybe want that. What about the ruby red slipper from Wizard of Oz movie? Now, I don't really know if it's made of real red rubies or not, but you'll let me know. But that sold for I'll just say over $600,000. And then I really like this one because I'm a writer, and most of you guys are writers. You got to write things down. You got to write business plans. And they say, write your goals down every day. Write your 7 goals down in the morning and in the evening. And, clarify your intentions when you wake up. So I love this pin from Montblanc in Van Cleef & Arpels. Oh, it's so lovely. It's bejeweled with 840 diamonds and 24 carats and gemstones. And it's only one of 9 pins produced. Oh my gosh. $730,000. So anyone wants to buy that for me, I am open to birthday gifts and all kind of things like that. Now, in your home, we were talking about the baths. So what kind of bathtub do you want? Do you want this one made with Amazonian crystal stone? Only $845,000. Yep, go to Harrods and order that today. So what else are you going to put in your home? What else? You're like, what about if you're doing some kind of thing, zoo tours? $1 million leasing fee to get giant pandas so they can bring the pandas around. So, and then we told you about the parking spot in New York. Well, what about a parking spot in Hong Kong? Just $1.3 million. That's it. And we all were talking about the Bengal cat that you could buy. What about the world's most expensive dog? He is making the cat look really, really inexpensive. So the Tibetan Mastiff, these dogs are huge. This one looks like a giant chow chow, so much fur. You can barely see his eyes in there. $1.5 million. Yep, this 11-month-old pup, 180 pounds. He answers to Big Splash. Oh, he was sold for $1.5 million to Chinese multimillionaire. Yeah, multimillionaire. So asked to be a multimillionaire. And okay, remember we talked about the Hastings bed? What kind of bed is in your bedroom when you're picturing and you're seeing your bed? Because when you're there, you want to smell and feel and touch and visualize and be emotional. What kind of bed do you wake up to in your house that you ask for? How about getting a magnetic floating bed? It's just $100.6 million. It floats and hovers off the ground. Yeah, how about that? And what else before we go? Oh yeah, we're talking about our living room. When you invite friends over and you have your family there for Thanksgiving or Christmas, whatever holiday, or when you invite people over, how about playing on a San Francisco custom Monopoly set made of jewels? Monopoly game. Can you imagine your little, who's the shoe? Who's the iron? Who's the wheelbarrow? Who's the top hat? who's the car, and your car or your little shoe is made with 23 karat gold and ruby sapphires, solid gold and diamond elements, making it a $2 million board game. How fun is that? That's really, really fun. So are you getting jazzed up? A lot of you are on camera, on YouTube and social media, recording YouTube stars and TikTok stars. How about getting the world's most expensive camera? $2.97 million. Leica Zero Series number 122. Leica. There you go. And then some of you collect things, gold and silver and coins. How about getting baseballs? A lot of you like sports. So this baseball was used by Mark McGwire in his seventh and final home run in the St. Louis Cardinals after a record season in 1998. This baseball, $3 million. $3 million. I know you guys like reading comic books and you collect them. How about Action Comics number one? $3.25 million. And then what about a piano? The piano from Casablanca movie? $3.4 million. And we all talk about purses. We love purses. Everyone's thinking like, you know, the Louis Vuitton of Chanel or Christian Dior or Roe or Hermes as being one of the most expensive purses. No, that has nothing on the Mawad 1001 Nights diamond purse. It is an Emirati creation. Yes, one of a kind piece. Sold for $3.8 million. So why don't you ask for maybe a designer purse? Maybe you want that one. You know, what do you want? Cufflinks, jets, helicopters, artwork, diamond pins, diamonds. Okay, since we're asking our genie today and our theme is genie, asking your genie for your three wishes today, you can ask him for more. But today we're just focusing on three. Our house, our income, and that something thing, that special thing that your heart desires. What is it? Did you want the $1 billion row house in Mumbai, India? Did you want a villa? Did you want more than one house? What's in your house? What about carpet? We got to have a carpet because our genie flies on a carpet. We all know that from the movie, the Blue Genie, you know? Yeah. So this carpet is by Louis the 14th, 7-year carpet. Yep, $4.4 million. Very nice. And just really fun things. And what about guitars? Maybe you're a music collector. You like guitars. Kurt Cobain's guitar, $6.6 million and some chains. And what about the Marilyn Monroe's dress? We all know about this custom jewel-encrusted dress Mo family wore as she sang happy birthday to Mr. President John F. Kennedy and worn by someone else. It's $4.8 million, gold-encrusted dresses. And my cousin, Chiro Jabut, I told you, he does royal weddings, and their wedding dresses have gold and diamonds in the dresses. Their bouquets are made out of gold and diamonds and emeralds and jewelry. They're just full of diamonds. And some of you, I don't know if you want a 3-car garage or a 30-car garage, but this car is really cool. It's the oldest Rolls-Royce. It's a 2-seater number 201,054, made in 1904. It's $7 million. Really cool. So come pick me up. I'd love to have a ride in it. It's like it's an open car with a red leather seat. It looks like a couch for the seat and a little steering wheel. And it is a Rolls Royce. So do you want to drive it or are you just going to keep it on display and collection? So yes. And I told you stamps. Some of you collect stamps. How about the 9.48 million stamp, the British Guiana? Yeah. So some stamps can, you know, some of you are collecting things that really can come, you know, really valuable artwork. And then we like motorcycles, back to Tom Cruise, riding those motorcycles and James Bond. This motorcycle is ultra exclusive, Neiman Marcus, limited edition, fighter motorcycle, $11 million. So are you going to ask for a motorcycle? Are you going to ask for a carpet? Are you going to ask for a diamond encrusted wedding dress or pin and or artwork? And what about, we're a lot of us are girls guide to investing. What about wearing diamond bras? $12.5 million, you can get the Heveling Bar Star bra by Victoria's Secret. So I hope this is expanding your mind to see, like, maybe you can create something that people have money for. They only have to, like, make so many. And, yeah, you don't have to make so many and you can sell it. So, or collect something, create something, design something, you know? How about a license plate? You guys, some people are so egotistic or like exhibitionists. The world's most expensive license plate. Like, think outside the box. Have you ever looked at these things? $4.2 million and it just has single digit one. This license plate of one, $14.2 million. The buyer is the United Arab Emirates businessman Saeed Adolf Ghaffar Ghori. The price is fair. Who after doesn't want to be number one? How funny is that? To him, it's relative because their family generation wealth, they probably have like 150, 20 years of being a billionaire. And oh, I like talking about this one because my friend's company is actually Gillett Rose in London. They're like do all kind of money transactions and business and bankings and money. The world's most expensive flower. If you want a bouquet of flowers, you know, we always send our mother something. So let's center the world's most expensive flower bouquet. $15.8 million made with the beautiful rose, the Juliet rose. Yeah, see? How about that? And then some of you played the violin or the piano. We talked about the piano. What about the Stradivarius violin named Lady Blunt? $16 million. So maybe you want that. And we talked about the double eagle coin, $18 million. We talked about Leonardo da Vinci's Codex hammer, over $30 million bought by Bill Gates. So you too can be a buyer. And what about you are all on your phones? We talked about that. What about a custom phone? Falcon Supernova iPhone 6 Pink Diamond. Yeah. The owner of this over-the-top phone, this bling-bling phone, Nita Ambiam, wife to successful Indian businessman Mukesh Ambiam. Yeah, honey, I would like a pink diamond phone. Yeah, this is what they're asking their genie for, $48 million. What are you asking your genie for? Well, you know, and then some of you who are collectors and really, really, really look to see what you can do, be on the cutting edge, be the new, be that thinker. What if you were buying domain names at the times? The most expensive domain name ever sold, carinsurance.com for over $49 million. Who knows? And we talked about diamonds. And are we getting ready? Are we getting ready to ask our genie ourselves for what we want? You got your vintage sports car. Do you want the vintage sports car, 1963 Ferraro for $70 million? Do you want the pink star diamond for $71 million. The Hope diamond is priceless. And, you know, your home. Do you want yachts, helicopters, bikes, gold Lego, gold toilet, gold, your Falcon yacht. What about the dream jet for $300 million? What about a military craft? Oh my gosh. $1.3 billion. I don't know about that, but you know, are you living in Billionaire's Row in Mumbai, India? Where are you living? Where do you live? Where in the world? So let's just start real quick. So you have three wishes. Make sure you feel it. Make sure you write it down. Picture it as if you already have it. So if you want a car, have you test drove any cars? Have you gone to the Mercedes dealer? Have you gone inside, touched the leather, sat on it? Feel it, smell the leather, see it, touch it, test drive it. Have you gone to open houses? Do you even know we're going to buy a house? Have you been pre-qualified? Are you taking active action steps? Are you writing down every day? Are you speaking your things to existence? I am grateful for my beautiful home. And then you have the picture of the home. You write down how many square feet and all that stuff. Be specific. Feel it, act as it already is. Remember, your cells are your genies. Talk to them. See it, picture it, smell it, taste it, and ask for what you really want. The amount of money you want, make sure you know what you're going to buy with it. Know what you're going to do with the money that you ask for. All right. I know this is kickstart to something beautiful. I can't wait till you tell me what three wishes you manifested. Let me know. Okay. Bye.